Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
And now from a manager who could change his mind about resigning to a manager who could reunite with the club that fired him not too long ago. Julian Nagelsmann is the new favorite to take over as Bayern Munich manager next season. Bayern fired Nagelsmann a little more than a year ago in a shocking move that came in his second season with the club. Thomas Tuchel replaced Nagelsmann but didn't do much better than him. Bayern announced in February that Tuchel will leave the club at the end of the current season. And Nagelsmann is currently the head coach of the German national team ahead of this summer's Euros in Germany. Nico, I am coming to you, my friend. When Bayern fired Nagelsmann last year, it felt a little premature. Are you surprised to see Bayern consider a reunion just a year later? And to me, is it too soon? If we translate out of that, is it too soon to go back to his ex?
Ooh.
This is depends. Definitely like a, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Depends.
The grass ain't greener.
You know what they call going back to your ex in Spanish? They call it crab walk. Because you walk backwards.
Crabs walk sideways.
Do they have the cangrejo?
In my experience, that's never worked out, by the way.
No. The thing is that there's new ownership. The people that fired Nagelsmann aren't there anymore.
Okay.
Not ownership, leadership, obviously. Bayern's owned by the members. but there is new leadership. The sporting director and the CEO, it scrapped all new. And when Bayern fired Nagelsmann and hired Tuchel, it didn't necessarily get any better. They won the Bundesliga by this much. They won the Bundesliga,
but the
team didn't improve. When you fire a coach and the team gets better from one moment to the next, Mourinho, De Rossi, you say, all right. But if I'm a manager, I got fired, and the team doesn't improve, I'm thinking there are deeper issues there more than just me. I don't think I was the problem.
He was unbeaten in Champions League.
It's crazy. Case in point,
because he dressed weird?
So...
That's right.
Nagelsmann is a very sought-after manager. Not before this whole Bayern job, we were so high on Julian Nagelsmann and his expansive, modern, complex way of playing. And he got the Bayern gig, and it can shake things up, Bayern. But he's at the German national team now.
And he's doing a great job. I personally, I'm not even sure he may want that. Why go back? And I get that there's new leadership. It's essentially being able to go back without the same toxicity maybe that was there before. But why? Why go back?
Because you want to prove a point. It's the biggest club in Germany.
But don't
for Nagelsmann to go back and say, look, I won a Bundesliga and I can try and get a Champions League for this club. That's the ultimate goal.
You're
so
not
you
wrong
to go back.
I get
and
that.
Say,
but don't you
hey,
think
no.
he's proven himself with how well he's done at Germany, especially if he does well in the Euros? Don't you think he will have proved a point that he can maybe step up to an even bigger club?
No, Bayern Munich is one of the top.
The epitome of German football.
He could get another big opportunity.
Plus, he has Harry Kane.
That's
he didn't have a striker before.
Where's he going to go?
He could go elsewhere. There's other opportunities that are going to become
in
available.
In Germany?
I mean, maybe not as well, I guess.
He's on the national team. Where do you go on from the
Juventus?
National team?
Juventus would be a great opportunity.
Yeah, but for him, for his profile of manager, it seems like a natural next step is at Bayern. He wants to finish the business that it was kind of just left in limbo when he left, because he probably felt he was unjustly sacked.
Yep.
For his football-wise, right? And everything off the pitch.
If I were him, I'd start wearing a suit everywhere. If he's taking out the garbage, put on a Nigel Riococo suit.
He's at the point that he's got the hand.
Yeah.
He's got the upper hand.
He's
going to
be asking for this.
Show up in a tracksuit to your interview.
The return is, I'm probably going to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me that bad, you can pay me more.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a striker. He didn't have a striker last time.
Exactly.
So I'm going to come to the training however the hell I want to come. If I have to come in my moped, I want to hear it.
I'll pull up in a kick scooter. Pull up into the room in a kick scooter.
Yeah. Nagelsmann's
how would you show
pretty.
Up to training?
How would I show up?
Yeah, first day of training. How would you show
I'd get
up?
The fans, like the fan machine, so that my hair is blowing.
Everyone's
maybe
like,
some, like smoke.
Why is there a smoke machine? Hold on, there's a sound cue starting. My heart will go on. You get brought down from the rafters.
Yeah, wait, maybe a hydraulic, either like coming up or a swing.
You're strapped to a crane as you're coming in.
You know, really low key, but.
Celine Dion playing in the background.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun to pretend. Oh, yeah. The big necklace. Blinding everyone.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Guys.
On a piece of wood.
Wow. That's not dramatic. That's not a little bit toxic either.
Right now. Not at all. Not at all.
No, it's about the club. It's not about me.
That was fun.
How about Liverpool?
Give me a call. I'll sort you out.
Nico. Liverpool.
He's saying for Nagelsmann.
Calm down.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.